Prelude.
In the days of the old gods, the worlds were very different. Magic was in everything. Demons and giants walked the land. And in the sky was a citadel linked to our own world by a rainbow bridge, in which the Aesir of Asgard dwelt and shaped the world to their purpose. In those days, stories and fairy tales were perfectly lawful and nothing to fear, and even dreaming was considered to be safe and natural. Then came tribulation, the war that some called Ragnarok, when the sun grew dark and the moon filled with blood, and the old gods and their citadel fell into the darkness. For a long time, confusion and violence reigned. The world went back to fire and ice, brother slew brother, blood rain fell, and evil creatures preyed on mankind. Then, from the University of Immutable Truths in the great city of World's End, came the Order of Learned Historians, chroniclers of the last days. From tribulation they brought the worlds and gave them a new religion, bringing order from chaos and new laws out of anarchy. Their god was nameless, supremely wise, and he gave them the mystic powers of communion and of the word. Thus armed and on his orders, they began the cleansing of the worlds to bring them back to the righteous ways and to rid the folk of their evil past. All mention of the old gods was forbidden, their works erased, and even their names were forgotten, except in those parts of the good book to which only the order had access. The Aesir became the seer folk. The university became the universal city. Magic and runes were declared a crime punishable by death. Reading and writing were limited to those whom the order deemed worthy. Even stories were outlawed, for fear that through dream the old gods might return and bring the worlds into chaos. But in the north, a rebellion had already started to ferment. It began in a village called Mulberry, by an ancient site called Red Horse Hill. Strange forces had been sleeping there, but they were awoken by Maddie Smith, a girl whose reputation for being too imaginative would already have been bad enough without the rune mark on her hand. With the help of her dubious friends, the Outlander One-Eye and Lucky the Trickster, both of uncertain origin, bearing broken rune marks and all the signs of depravity, and a goblin creature from world below, Maddie retrieved an ancient glam, awakened the seven sleepers, and travelled into the netherworld with the help of her friends Ethel Parson, Dorian Scattergood, and Black Nell, a rather unusual pig, to rescue the old gods of Asgard, prisoners since Ragnarok. One-Eye and Lucky were revealed to be Odin, chief of the Aesir, and Loki his erstwhile captain, while Maddie was something even worse. For Maddie was Modi, child of Thor, one of the new gods whose birth was foretold years ago by the Oracle. The Nameless, too, knew of her and feared her, and sent the order to challenge the gods, armed with the holy fire of the Word. On the dusty plains of Hel, the gods met with 10,000 warriors. Odin fought with the Nameless, named at last as Mimir the Wise, Odin's former counsellor. Odin fell with his enemy, both of them swept away into dream. The order, too, was completely wiped out in an event the folk now call the Bliss. But victory was hard won. Odin had fallen, Hel's gate had been breached, and the gods of the Aesir had been reborn into most unexpected aspects. Thor the Thunderer had taken the aspect of pig farmer Dorian Scattergood. The cowardly goblin Sugar and Sack was serving as host for the war god Tyr. Ethelberta Parson had assumed the form of Frigg the seeress, and Sif, the goddess of grace and plenty, was currently incarnate as Fat Lizzie, a pot-bellied pig.